next item. We're going to read two together. Could we read 763 and 774 together, please? Mm-hmm.
763, accept bid of Stettler Supply Company, doing business as Stettler Supply and Construction, for the Northeast Broadway and 94th Pump Station Upgrade Project for $1,799,126. And 774, amend ordinance to authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of Northeast Broadway and 94th Pump Station Upgrade, project number E10783, in the amount of $1,799,126.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, the Bureau of Environmental Services manages the city's stormwater and sewer infrastructure, including 99 pump stations. Those pump stations help ensure that sewage is conveyed to the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. In March, City Council unanimously authorized the contract with the lowest responsible bidder to upgrade the Northeast Broadway pump station because of its deteriorating condition. Today's ordinance, that is 763, amends the contract amount and corrects a Scrivener's error. So we'll first have a report from Lester Spittler, Chief Procurement Officer, and Paul Sudo, BES Engineering Manager, and then we'll take up 774. Gentlemen.
Good morning. I'm Lester Spittler, Paul Sudo. As Commissioner Fish said, on March 27th, Council approved the ordinance 189438. We subsequently issued a competitive invitation to bid, for which the estimate was $1.2 million at 90% design. The confidence level on that estimate was high. Bids were opened on June 18th. We received two bids. The lowest responsive bid is from Stettler Supply Company, DBA Stettler Supply and Construction. We received, we applied our 20% aspirational goal to this project, and Stettler Supply is able to achieve the subcontractors that are listed on the first page of your report. It lists the subcontractor, the certification, which it looks like these are all correct, the area of work, and then the ownership as well as the amount of each of those subcontracts. The total of that, however, is only 10.72% of the overall amount. Stettler is also subcontracting 30.6% to non-certified subcontractors. Those are listed on the second page of your report, and they are self-performing 58.68%. They are not a certified contractor. They're located in Salem, Oregon, and they are in compliance with all of the city's contract requirements. I have Paul Sudo here if there's any questions, but otherwise we recommend that you accept this report and authorize execution of the contract.
Paul, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I can at least speak to the Scrivener's error that you mentioned. The original ordinance that was approved back in March 2019 did not have that error. So what it didn't do is it didn't authorize the Chief Procurement Officer to facilitate the competitive solicitation of the bids for this project. So the amendment in 774 is intended to basically clean that up. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that original ordinance also had it fixed the contract award amount to the engineer's estimate of $1.2 million, but as Lester had mentioned, the bids had came in higher than that. And I just wanted to make a couple of comments about that, about why we believe they were higher. What we're noticing now, the bidding climate is extremely competitive. Meaning we're not seeing many bidders on projects. In this case, we only had two bidders that were very close. I think they were within about 1.5% of each other on bids. We did have six contractors attend the pre-bid meeting, and we're trying to track some of what's going on with our peer agencies nearby, and we've noted recently with a neighboring utility, they had a similar experience where they only had two bids and they came in at about 43% over the engineer's estimate. So I just wanted to offer that for some context.
Colleagues, we had a similar experience recently with Leech Botanical Garden. We are seeing a pattern with bidding on Bureau of Environmental Services contracts. I also spoke today, or not today, but within the last 2 weeks with a major construction company in town that said that they are booked to the next 2 years with work and that they're at maximum capacity. Hmm. What we are seeing is less competition because companies are already very busy. And so these are nice to have contracts. They're not need to have contracts. We're seeing labor shortages, which in turn bids up the prices. And we're seeing uncertainty as a result of the tariff debate, which is causing certain materials that we rely on, the price of which to go up. We saw that in Leach Botanical Garden with steel. We see it with these other projects. So we are seeing higher bids come in. This is a good news, bad news scenario. Obviously, we'd like to see as much competition as possible and bids as close to the engineer's estimate as possible. On the other hand, it validates what we're hearing from the CBO and from our finance team at the city, which is that the local economy continues to roar, and that will be to our long-term benefit. So good news, bad news, but I think that helps put in context why we're getting bids above our engineers' estimates.
Thank you, Commissioner. That makes sense. Thank you for that.
I move for the report on 673.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Any further discussion on the report? Seeing none, Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your presentation. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The report's accepted. To the ordinance, Commissioner Fish?
This is not an emergency, so this just goes to a second reading.
Okay, any further discussion on the ordinance? This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you both.
Thank you.